Hey, Coach, your big wake-up call, 954 in the Fox Valley. Thanks so much for being a part of the program. I'm really psyched to speak with our next guest, Max Hardenberger. Hardenberger?
Do you know?
Help me out with this. I keep having problems with this.
That's not surprising.
Hardenberger. Hardenberger.
Right. There you go.
There you go. Okay. There I go. Okay. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I'm helping you out.
What's your problem?
No, do you know that these pirates out there, the Somali pirates that we hear in the news all the time, and NBC had a TV show last night, well, Sunday night, they have raked in over $60 million. They're like a big-budget Hollywood film. I mean, they've got serious, and ransom money, serious
really?
Revenue
ransom,
being a pirate.
Really? Ransom involved in this?
Yeah,
you know, they don't be sure.
There's booty.
Look, close to 150 seamen were held hostage, at least seven ships, and they are raking in the dough, and someone needs to stop them.
This is awesome. Max Hardenberger, thank you so much for being on the program. By the way, gang, Max is a pirate, okay? And
no,
he has a movie in development.
Called A Good Pirate, actually.
His book is called Seized, okay? And that's the name of the developing movie right now. Max, how are you this morning, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Max.
Now, I tell you what, I've been calling you a pirate all morning long, but that's not quite true. Tell us exactly what it is that you do, if you would. It's very interesting.
Well, I've been called a pirate. I don't mind. As long as it's not true, I don't mind it. But what I do is I go into corrupt foreign ports where my clients can't turn to the law because the law is corrupt. And I will take a team in and we'll grab a ship that has been illegally seized, and we'll sneak it out and take it to international water where I can give it back to its rightful owner.
Now, there are a lot of different things that happen once you take this boat or this ship, I guess is a better way to put it. When you acquire the ship, first of all, let's go through the actual process. How do you acquire the boat? What do you do when you acquire the boat? Are there certain things that you have to deal with on the ship? And then what do you do to get it back to its owner?
Well, every situation is different, of course. Let's take a situation where there's a hostile crew on board, the owner hasn't paid his mortgage, and the mortgagee has hired me to get the ship back from him and take it to a port where they can put off the crew and put their own crew on board and get possession back. And the first thing I have to do is I have to do surveillance and intelligence in the port to see the ship situation, who's watching the ship, who's on board the ship, are there any guards, what is the port itself, how are they guarding the ship, has the ship been sabotaged or otherwise rendered incapable of leaving. Once I've done that, then I have to assemble my crew and hide them out, get them in nondescript hotel rooms and so on. Then we have to sneak on board and get the engine started without anybody on shore knowing that we're doing it. And then we have to steam straight for 13 miles offshore, which is the line of safety for us.
Tell us, if you would, Captain, what's the most exciting thing whilst doing these? High seas. What's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you?
Out of many exciting moments, I would say maybe the time we couldn't get an engine started in Venezuela, and I thought for sure we were going to go aground and all get arrested. But we did finally get the engine started at the last moment and got out. Another time in Haiti, I rescued or I extracted a ship in the middle of the revolution in 2004. That was pretty hairy because the country was full of bandits. All the jails and prisons had been emptied, and there were no policemen. And so to operate in that situation was pretty challenging. But we did get the ship out, and we were successful.
I'll tell you what now, our young...
esteemed intern.
Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
Lexi wanted to get in on the action and ask a real-life sea captain. Okay, just... Jesus.
Dangerous. Do you carry weapons of any sort, any protection for yourself?
That's a great question, and the answer is absolutely not. Because, you see, the people who are guarding these ships, like the crewmen and the guards, you know, they're innocent. They're just doing their job. They don't have any improper motive, so it would be absolutely wrong for me to use violence or force against someone who's not doing anything wrong. If I can't get the ship out by trickery or guile or bribery or whatever, then it just can't be done.
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for being a part of the program. Let's go ahead and plug the book. It's called...
Oh, wait, in the movie that's coming out, The Good Pirate.
Yes, The Good Pirate. Based on the book that our friend Max has written called Seized.
Max is the inspiration. His life story is the inspiration, correct?
Which... I'm going to say correct.
That's what the movie will be about.
Max. You got any idea who the cast is going to be or when it's going to be released?
Well, it'll probably be a couple of years before it's released because we're just now getting started on it and the script is being written now. No idea, of course, of anybody who would be playing me.
Who would you like to see playing you? Would it be George Clooney or Matt McConaughey?
We're going to have Johnny Depp in there, gang. We're really out of time right now. Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. It's your wake-up call. Thanks, Max. It's good fun. Bye-bye.